T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
198, congratulations, our Brew in the Loo winner, straight out of Fenton, Cassie Kohlmeier.
Hey,
she's going to Francis Park this weekend. And don't
yeah, the
worry.
The weather's going to be nice.
I know.
Mostly sunny and cooler. It's a perfect Brew Fest opportunity.
So another chance to win tomorrow. Another chance to win on Friday on the show.
Foodstuffs!
It's Foodstuffs with him, Tim Convey.
That's right. It's 805 Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convey. You get it. Sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. 3 locations and a forthcoming, hopefully real soon, to the Central West End. Lots to get to. Ooh, this I like. A woman named Emily just tweeted a video from the TSA at LAX Airport in Los Angeles, and they stopped her. The TSA stopped her because she had 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos in her carry-on. It was a Louis Vuitton carry-on, by the way.
Well,
like those things don't go together, but
no, they totally do.
I don't know.
She says she had all the bags because she was going to visit friends in South Korea where Flamin' Hot Cheetos are hard to find. Can you imagine?
Well, if that you're Cheetos, sense. Why aren't you like... Apparently these are awesome.
Yeah,
here
we need to put more in.
Yes,
yeah. There's a lot of rules and regulations and
about food. But usually when you travel internationally, it's like produce. You can't bring certain fruits or plants back.
No, but I'm saying as to Courtney's thing about them supplying them over
yes.
there. There's a lot of. I'm going to throw out the word tariffs.
Oh,
and hope
okay.
that applies here.
That's what your Halloween costume
yep.
is this
sexy,
year.
He's going to be a sexy tariff.
But the TSA thought it was suspicious that all she had in her bags were the Cheetos. So they inspected them one by one before they finally let her and the Cheetos go through.
Oh, they didn't have crack in them or meth?
No.
So they're going to be stale?
Just Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Yeah, if they opened them, I guess so.
Yeah.
Like the South Food Koreans stuff. Haven't been through enough. Now they got stale
yeah.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Huh.
Arby's just unleashed some clothing. Oktoberfest clothes called Meatoberfest.
Meatoberfest.
Yeah. All meat-themed right. pseudo-holiday clothing. All the trappings of Oktoberfest, but you know, with the meat.
So what? Like what?
They've Well, first of all, they've got three Meatoberfest
you
sandwiches.
You say Meaterhosen?
Beer braised beef, double
That's a
roast
new sandwich.
Beef.
Okay.
Yeah. Beer cheese triple stack. All three sandwiches come with beer cheese sauce, beer braised beef, beer mustard, and a toasted pretzel roll. But clothing you can buy for $30. It's Meaterhosen with meat printed everywhere. So it's just Lederhosen, but it's just meat everywhere. What do you wear that to?
A meet and greet?
Have the meat.
Chad could have worn it last night when she met Lizzo.
I know. It would have looked great with the lighting. Yeah, T totally gets a ding for that.
A Beefarian hat. It's a hat accented with bacon. And Das hat. A boot-like glass stein that's actually in the general shape of an Arby's hat logo. You can fill it with beer or...
Oh, I love that.
Or meat.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right, Arby's. That's pretty funny.
Food stuff.
We talked condiments and food stuff yesterday, and I have a close friend who says that Arby's has the best condiments across the
world. Their Arby's sauce is really
yes.
good.
They do it well. They got
Arby-Q,
a few things.
Yeah. Or is that what it's
yeah.
called?
Someone was arguing in the building that Lion's Choice, because they have a whole condiment bar that nobody compares.
Yeah, they also don't mess around. I would agree with that. Not to bum you guys out here in foodstuffs, which is usually so uplifting, but a new survey found that the average American eats 387 meals alone each year, or about one meal a day on average.
I don't think that's weird.
That's low for me. I eat a lot alone.
I know. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm eating lunch every single day alone.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of us feel like we're not really eating alone as long as we've got our phone with us. That's even sadder. And the average American now eats as many meals alone with their phone as they do with any other person they know, including spouses and children. Six solo meals with our phone each week, and six with the person who we eat with most often.
I think you're lucky to get dinner with the person that you're with.
Right. But
this has just changed so much from how it used to be.
It really has.
Makes me feel not as bad. The survey found most of us don't actually think there's a stigma about it anymore, about eating alone. 68% of us even look forward to eating alone.
I like to eat alone sometimes, just to like take a breather.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't dine out alone, though.
I'm okay with dining out alone.
I just don't do it.
But I think a lot of times people feel weird about dining out alone, and when they do, that's when the phone comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, right. So they can act like they're busy.
Yeah.
The five most common reasons we eat by ourselves, it's more relaxing. We're too busy. We want to save money and not make an event out of every meal. Or our friends are too busy. Ouch. And it's a good way to catch up on TV shows.
All right. I'm fine with it.
You are? Mm-hmm. I thought this would have more of an impact.
No, because I think that we have weird schedules.
Yeah.
So we're not going to eat with the people that are in our lives as much because they're gone or doing something.
Yeah.
I'm usually hungry for lunch and dinner before anybody else around me is.
Oh, for sure. Nick's a late. He likes to eat late. I don't love it.
You guys give me trouble for eating during the show, but that's just my way of not having to eat a meal alone.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh yeah, I ate with some friends today. No big deal.
That's food stuffs.
Text your invitations to have lunch with Tim to 314-531-9898.
Yep.
All right, your forecast, Ashley Home Store. This is home, as we just talked about a couple minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.